seventh Imam, Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, is actually known as Bab al-Hawaij.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام خير الأمور أوسطها.
زيارة of Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim عليه السلام.
السلام عليك يا مولاي موسى بن جعفر ورحمة الله.
This is Dialogue, a program on the famous conversations of Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome, dear listeners. I'm your host, Mahdi, and we're talking about the dialogues of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was the direct descendant of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him and his holy household. And Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the seventh divinely appointed Imam from among the household of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Now, it is interesting to know that Imam Musa al-Kazim alayhi salam was the testamentary trustee and he was the seventh divinely appointed successor, vice-regent, Imam of the Holy Prophet Muhammad. Imam Musa ibn Ja'far al-Kazim alayhi salam was also the testamentary trustee and the only successor of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. It is interesting, but we find in the life of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam that he went through great ordeals, difficulties, trials, tribulations, troublesome afflictions, and it was not limited to these. Matter of fact, Imam al-Kazim was held hostage in prisons. He was put through pain and torture, and it can be said that he was very much like the Messiah, Isa ibn Maryam, in his devotions, his piety, and his asceticism. These are his dialogues.
قال الإمام الكاظم عليه السلام لا تمنح الجهال الحكمة فتظلموها ولا تمنعوها أهلها فتظلموهم.
Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam stated, do not grant the ignorant ones wisdom, for they will not do justice to it, and do not deprive it to those who are worthy of it, for you will do injustice to them.
Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor to have you with us on the program. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. In the very beautiful conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam, we find that His Eminence, the seventh divinely appointed Imam, has these conversations with his companions and his friends, and really the people in general, his family members. And in these conversations, there is so very much that we learn. Now, one of the things that we learn in these beautiful conversations of Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam is this idea that what is the best kind of alms? You know, we give alms, we give charity in the name of God, in the name of Allah, for the sake of Allah. And here, Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam tells us what is the best kind of alms or charity or donation. Of course, all kinds of charity and almsgiving and sadaqah and a donation is acceptable in Islam as long as it is being given for the sake of Allah, on the path of Allah, right? So, for example, and then the one who is receiving this donation must also be a recipient who is receiving for the sake of Allah and on the path of Allah. So, for example, instead of giving a donation to, for example, the Red Cross, right, we could give a donation to the Red Crescent. And along these lines, instead of giving a donation, for example, to the poor and the needy and the homeless that are non-Muslims in our community, we can give our alms and our charity to Muslims who are poor and needy in our community. Now, there isn't anything wrong with giving charity to a non-Muslim, but when a Muslim is available, when a Muslim is present, when a Muslim fits all of the requirements and conditions for receiving that donation, of course it makes sense and logical sense that you would prefer and give priority to the Muslim brother before you give to the non-Muslim brother or sister. Now here, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam, he says, you're helping the weak people is the best kind of alms. And so according to what we were saying, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam also is saying the same thing, that the best kind of alms and charity and giving of donation is to help the weak. This is Dialogue, Imam Al-Kadhim alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Hamza Sodagar.
The aspect of, or I should say, one of the aspects that made the imama of Imam Al-Kadhim, salamullah alayhi, very critical is the conditions that ended up being the conditions of the ummah and the conditions of the movement of the Ahlul Bayt during that period. One of the reasons is that just lose motivation. You get tired. You worked hard to establish something. You see the history of it. You guys worked for decades to establish this. And now this is the condition that you're in. You lose interest. You lose hope. You get exhausted. This is one major reason. Other reasons include people being happy that the Umayyads are removed and trying to make the Abbasids government work. Just be happy with the condition. Again, it boils down to, this also boils down to, partially at least, being tired of fighting. And say, you know what, let's just work with this. They're the Ahlul Bayt of the Prophet. We can work within the system. We can do this, we can do that. Not having the energy. Again, and then justifying and getting involved with that government that has been put in place.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at farstoday.com/en, Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many others as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
يا بدر المدينة خير خلق الله يا بالبلاد.